out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, wearing whatever or nothing, whatever the hell you want to do while you're listening to us. We don't judge, as long as you listen and download and buy shit through our Amazon portal every once in a while. We appreciate that, too. But, hey, strap in. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Too much to talk about because, you know, Trump's been herded back into farther into a corner. So he's losing his fucking little tiny mind. Strap in, strap on, pour a cold one.
Ooh, yes.
Or a hot one.
Ooh.
Or a tepid one.
Blech.
Whatever you're into.
Gross.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to get this out of the way right now because I just want to say RIP Stan Lee, and I'm sad he's dead, but there's 2 million people tweeting about it right now.
It's biggest trend, probably the headline over at the, I saw a couple minutes ago, I think at the HuffPo, it was the headline. But if you're going to join us on social media, please do at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also hurl us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
I wanted to ask you one question in the first part of the show, just real quick. How do you feel? Because I'm seeing all these fucking RIP to Stan Lee, which is nice, of course. Like, what a great guy. I love his fucking movies and his comics. Obviously, an icon. How do you feel when somebody famous dies, then everybody scrambles? Like, God forbid you had a picture of the person that dies, then that gets on
Facebook.
Oh, you
were with that person?
Yeah, yeah. Or at some point you got to meet the person. You think it's nice to post your picture with that person, with that famous person?
Or well, is it famous just, person like, won't care.
They're dead.
And I don't care. Why not? I mean,
God,
if you feel
like
a connection to the person.
Look at me. I knew Stanley.
If you were a big fan and you met him and it was like a highlight of your life, you're like, I had the pleasure of meeting Stanley.
You're right. I'm trying not to be the Grinch here, but, you know, I don't know. Good for everybody. You met Stanley. He's dead. You're making his death about you.
I mean, that's
how I see
100% true.
So,
but
God.
He's not going to care.
It's just so much. We got Facebook and Instagash and Twitter and everything is me. Look what I'm doing right now. Now Stan Lee dies. Now look at, you know, March in 1983, I met Stan Lee's toenail.
I saw some study that was out, I think today maybe even, that the people who cut down on social media are happier.
Oh, really?
What a shock, huh?
Of course they are. A fucking course, because this is how Facebook works for me. I open it up and I say, oh, look at all these talentless dickheads on these stand-up shows I should be on. I would like to think I'm different, but I'm not. That's my day. Every day. That's how my day starts. Every fucking day.
Let's see what's... thanks for joining us, everybody. That's a soggy, wet, dark time in our history. And it's also doing that here in Pensacola. It's rainy as fuck. We got flood warnings nearby and tornado warnings nearby. I don't think we had a tornado warning here.
I don't know.
But we watch.
Right.
And the warning was just east of us. But
do you have any pictures you could post with you standing in
tornadoes? With the tornado? With a cow flying through the tornado?
I'm with a tornado. I'm special.
The well, people do that. Like when...
I know.
Like, you know, when
my brother
the Twin Towers came down, a lot of people...
with the Twin Towers?
Huh?
You get, like, a picture with the Twin Towers.
I was going to say, people, you know, when... 9/11, people were sending a lot of pictures of them at from the Twin Towers and stuff.
My brother says that's a nice thing to do. He's texting me. He's probably right. Whatever. I don't know.
He's probably right. Whatever.
I'm just friends with a bunch of gross comedians on Facebook, and they're horrible people. And I just read up. I read their shitty fucking statuses every day, and I often think, God damn, I'm not going to finish my sentence. Just what garbage people, you know what I mean? But anyway, RIP Stan Lee, not to make it about my experience on fucking social media. That's fine.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines as soon as I play this fucking drop. There we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 12th, 2018.
What year of our fucking Lord?
These are your headlines.
So deep.
Over to the HuffPo shirt. And it's not the headline. Stan Lee got bumped in the headline. Let me read that one since we've been talking about it already.
Okay.
Stan Lee, co-creator of countless Marvel comic books characters that have become staples in pop culture, died today at the age of 95. He did okay.
Jesus Christ.
95 ain't bad.
And I'll say this about Stan Lee. I love Marvel so much so that, you know, the only DC series I've ever liked is Batman.
I think a lot of the hardcore comic bookettes are into DC find the comics better than the Marvel comics, but the movies have unquestionably
been Marvel.
Marvel, I think, has quality.
Here's the only thing I will say that I don't get about Stan Lee. What's his fascination with the fucking Catholic Church? What's up with that shit? Because there's a couple of characters way into the Catholicism. That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, I don't know if that's him or if it's the writers that they worked with or whatever. But
Daredevil is way into that shit.
Right, but that's part of his thing.
But, you know, if you develop a superpower... I mean, it doesn't that sort of prove that there isn't a God? Because you're essentially godlike.
What if God gave you those powers?
Oh my God!
Like the powers he gave Pat Robertson of sight.
I don't know.
And clairvoyance.
Yeah.
And
the
powers of mercantilism that he gave to Jim Baker.
Does Superman worship Jesus? Is he into that? Because you know.
They have Kryptonian gods that they worship.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
Rao?
What is that?
One of the Kryptonian gods that they worship, I think.
Shut the fuck up. Is that real?
If my geeky memory...
Oh, God. I don't know. If I had Daredevil powers, first of all, I'm blind. I'd be like, hey, dickhead, why am I fucking blind? And number two... What can he do? Like smell metal or hear a bunch of shit? Karate, all that crap. What does Daredevil do?
He can see like a bat. And he's like a ninja. He beats the shit out of people.
Well, God didn't help him get any of that shit. The only reason he got that shit is because he had a horrible accident and lost his fucking sight. Oh, but God works in mysterious ways.
In Superman, Last God of Krypton, a trade paperback.
Yes.
when Krypton was a primitive planet, Rao held war against Sithona, goddess of ice. This was later known as the Wars of Fire and Ice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sithona lost, was imprisoned by Rao in another dimension, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, speaking of God, it's kind of funny. I shot this sketch last night where I played a turkey and... yes, I was the gobbler. I was gobbler last night. Fucked up. And it ends with a fight. Who cares why? It doesn't fucking matter. It ends with a big brawl between Turkey, the god of Thanksgiving, whatever that is. I'm Thanksgiving. And then Hanukkah, which was a dude in a shirt with a menorah on it. And his power was that he wrote checks. I was like, oh, God.
Oh,
lovely, right? Real no. lovely. Anyway, but also Uncle Sam. So it was Uncle Sam, the Hanukkah, a turkey, in a brawl versus Jesus, some Jack Frost, the god of winter, whatever the fuck that means, and somebody else. I can't remember who. Who was the other guy? Motherfucker, I can't remember. And Santa Claus. And we lose. I lost.
Oh, spoiler.
I got the shit beat out of me by Santa Claus. Isn't that something? That's the end. It was a fight between gods, and Jesus was in the fight, but Jesus drove a Segway, and he beat the fuck out of everybody.
What were the other gods in there, though? Just Jesus.
Santa.
Santa's not a god.
Uncle Sam is. MAGA.
Depending on, which Twitter feed you're reading. So that's the headline at the... Oh, that's not the headline at the HuffPo, is Stan Lee. But RIP Stan Lee.
Yes, sad.
A friend of mine and I were speculating on whether they're going to be... I was texting this morning, and we were speculating on whether they're going to... CGI him into the next movies for his cameos.
What costume will he be buried in? Spider-Man, probably?
Probably.
I don't know.
I wonder if they started fighting over his money already.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they have. In March, the Daily Beast reported that he was being financially picked apart as his health declined.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Among those defrauding him were his daughter's former business associate and his longtime bodyguard.
His bodyguard was fucking with his money?
His daughter, Joan, is his sole heir. He was born Stanley Martin Lieber.
Lieber.
Good God. December 28th, 1922.
Holy shit. What was going on in 1922?
Before the Depression. Right. Getting ready for the Depression.
Yes. What did Facebook look like
then? He started working at something called Timely Publications as an assistant in 1939 when he was 17.
Yes.
Where he did menial jobs like refilling inkwells and fetching lunch for the staff. Eventually, he moved up. To become a text filler for comics.
That's amazing.
Co-creating his first ever hero, the Destroyer.
This motherfucker started out filling little, containers with ink. And now the guy's, created Captain America. Wow.
God, he's only 19. The editor... It says, when then-editor Joe Simon, legendary artist Jack Kirby, left Timely in 1941, the publisher made Stan Lee, just 19 at the time, editor-in-chief.
Wow.
So there you go. So he's been a busy dude. Holy shit. Since his teens.
Right. And now he's in all these movies.
Good for Stan Lee.
Making all these movies. What was his favorite character? Does anybody know that he drew?
No, I don't know. His first was the Destroyer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Don't know.
You know, did he have a chance to, before he died, did he have a chance to apologize that really bad Fantastic Four movie that came out with, who was in that? Michael Chiklis and Jessica Watson-Face.
Oh, that was not great, yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was horrible. That was bad. Fire Guy was in it, whatever the fuck he does.
Along with the talents of Jack Kirby, Steve Ditko, and Bill Everett, Stan Lee helped create superheroes like Spider-Man, Hulk, Thor, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, Daredevil, and Black Panther, all of whom existed within the same universe.
God, if we had Black Panther, I say this all the time, we would not have Donald Trump. That's why I like Black Panther, because Black Panther looked like he wanted to fix the world, you know, not just beat the shit out of people. I like that. He wants to do both.
With Kirby's signature visuals and Lee's down-to-earth prose, Marvel created a new superhero narrative that had not been seen in mainstream comics before, that superheroes were no longer perfect. They had problems like ordinary people, problems they couldn't solve with superpowers. They couldn't pay bills on time, got dumped, and felt depressed. His characters were relatable.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I always think, God, you can't pay your bills on time. Can't you do something with that power to make a little cash? Something?
Well, some of them had secret identities and shit. Yeah. So.
Well, you could use Bitcoin now and they'd be okay.
What if trading isn't their superpower?
Deeper.
You could lose their balls.
No, that's true.
Or whatever part.
You know, I think the reason... Oh, yeah, they might have different kind of genitals.
They may have ovaries to lose, yeah.
Right. Oh, I see.
Or whatever.
Yes.
They may... Whatever kind of creature they may be.
Hey, Stan Lee, why did you never make a trans character?
I don't know that he didn't.
Is there a trans superhero character?
There's gay superheroes.
Yeah.
The actual headline over at the HuffPost is How the Bigot Almost Got the Boot.
Wow.
Picture of Steve King of Iowa.
Oh, geez.
It says the white supremacist congressman usually wins re-election in Iowa by over 20 percentage points. This time he only won by 3.
But still.
But hey, keep being you, Iowa.
But still, he won. I'm a Nazi. I'm running for Congress. Vote for me.
Yeah, King is arguably the most bigoted member of Congress. He's the most outward, blatant bigoted member of Congress.
I think we should get rid of that Iowa caucus. I know it technically doesn't count, but
it doesn't count.
But it obviously means something. In the election, it means something. It's
some weird little dick measuring thing, and it's supposed to help start shaking off the chaff that's not going to be running.
Well, tell you what, I think you electing a Nazi to Congress is just like, I think you should lose that caucus.
For years, King has parroted and promoted the propaganda of white nationalists and neo-Nazis. Openly associated with fascist and far-right figures at home and overseas.
This dickhead's a Nazi parrot.
The diversity is not our strength, he once tweeted.
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, what a dick.
So there you go.
It's not our strength. Meaning it's a weakness?
His opponent.
Yes.
A 38-year-old former minor league baseball player.
Okay.
And he's got a shaved head. Paralegal. J.D. Scholten.
This is the Democrat?
Lost.
God, J.D.
He said straight up it sucked.
Yeah.
When he found out he lost by 3 points.
To a Nazi. To a Nazi, J.D. You lost to a Nazi. What was your campaign?
I still don't have a good answer for it. It's frustrating because, like, well, it's Iowa's 4th district. That's why. It's like asking why Louie Gohmert gets reelected digits.
I don't know.
Or why Matt Gaetz got 70% of the vote here in Crab Diving's district.
Right. I just still think the guy.
Matt Gaetz invited a white nationalist to an event.
But Steve King went on a podcast and said, I'm a Nazi. And that was right before the election. And then the story before the midterms, Steve King's a fucking Nazi. But still, this JD guy couldn't beat the fucking dude.
Because apparently in this part of Iowa, I'm a Nazi is a selling point.
Dude, what's wrong with those people? Are they?
They're racist.
God,
they're white nationalists.
Ugh.
They're butthurt. They're terrified about all the Mexicans leaping across the border and flinging bales of marijuana ahead of them.
Yes.
King has never denied being a white nationalist. On October 21st, he even appeared to defend the term itself, telling a local TV host that although white nationalist is a derogatory term today, I wouldn't have thought so maybe a year or two or three ago.
3 years ago, if you would... What was 3 years ago? 2015? Yes.
Yeah, Obama was president.
Somebody said, hey, are white nationalists bad? I would have said, fuck yes, of course. What would you have said?
Yes.
But it was still 3 years ago. I mean...
Sure.
What is his point?
On election night, over 159,000 people in Iowa voted for King anyway.
Oh, shame on all of you fuckfaces.
Although there are many reasons why King keeps winning here, including racism, name recognition, party loyalty, and issues like abortion rights. See, that abortion is a big one. There are a lot of single voting ninnies out there. And I don't think that's a good idea for anybody to be a single. You can have your favorite issue or an issue that you care about the most.
Yes.
But you do got to remember there's other fucking people out there.
Well.
And if you're a single issue voter and it's my way or the highway, you're part of the problem in this country.
Well, I will say this. You could have one issue. If you're a white nationalist, I am not voting for you. That could be an issue. That's a single issue. Well,
that's a given. That should be a given.
It's not. It's not. In America, I don't know what it is. There are people in Iowa, and shame on you. You all have iPhones. You have smartphones. At any time during the day, you could look on the internet, and you could read something that would make you, I don't know, make your mind more open. Or how's this? Hurry up and die. You're Nazis. You voted for a Nazi. You voted for a guy that identifies with a group of people that marched Jewish people into fucking gas chambers. Fuck off.
It's Iowa cows.
Well, the poor fucking cows that got to hang out with these fucking anti-Semitic Nazi dickheads. Shame on you, Iowa.
It's okay for the white cows.
Right.
And the non-Jew cows.
I mean, imagine you're a progressive living in Iowa and you're like, Steve King won. Steve King won right after he said, I'm a Nazi. You know?
Well, Rick Scott won twice here after claiming the fifth 72 times for when his company was charged with massive Medicare fraud. And he was like CEO at the time and was like, I didn't know that was going on at all.
But you know, the difference is with that, and that is horrible. It's shitty. But like that is something you have to understand a little bit. Like you have to comprehend a little bit of this. The Steve King thing.
I understand listed the reasons.
You understand. Whatever, dude. I mean, it's so black and white.
So this, angry.
This, I guess. Angry?
Right.
That people in Iowa vote for Nazis?
Right.
Of course.
But it shouldn't be. It's not surprising.
I'm just saying that comparing people voting for Rick Scott is different than Steve King, because Steve King says, I'm a white nationalist. Rick Scott never said that. I mean, you kind of have to understand what happened with his Medicare fraud and shit. There's not much to understand about Steve King. He's a white nationalist. Everybody knows what that means.
And my suggestion is that that's a selling point for his people.
God!
Look at the Tiki Torch waivers. He's their hero.
Why do we have to fucking suffer these motherfuckers? These Nazi fucks.
We just need to keep voting them away and put them back into their holes.
Ugh. We got to smoke their holes. That's what W said.
I mean, he almost won.
We got to smoke
the
their holes.
The Democrat in this ridiculously... He's won by 20, 30 points usually, Steve King.
Listen, JD, I need you to go back to the drawing board, figure it out, write on a whiteboard. How the fuck do I defeat a guy that admits to being a Nazi? And think of some ways. And next time win. God.
He refused to take, Shulton refused to take corporate PAC money, focused less on King and tried to run on economic policies, increasing the minimum wage, strengthening unions, fighting big ag, which is squeezing farmers here for every penny they're worth.
See, I would be like, hi, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm running against Nazi Steve King. Did you guys know he's a fucking Nazi and I'm not?
I don't know if that would work.
I don't think that
would work. Oh. Obviously, they would have if they thought that would work.
What do people do in Iowa? Freebase bath salts?
It didn't work against Trump.
God, you're right. Yep. Damn. God, we're dumb.
Even the Des Moines Register, their editorial board, called their endorsement of Scholten a no-brainer for any Iowan who has cringed at eight-term incumbent King's increasing obsession with being a cultural provocateur.
Who is calling him a cultural provocateur?
The Des Moines Register.
Oh, new word. He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi.
Yes.
He's a Nazi. Why are people afraid to say white nationalist Nazi? Do they want to seem fair?
And here's one of the things he did run on, Scholten. In his almost 16 years in Congress, King has passed exactly one bill as primary sponsor, renaming a post office.
God, dude, could you imagine working somewhere for how many years? 16?
16.
Oh, God. And you're like, well, let's see what you... My boss wants to know what I'm working on every fucking week. Sometimes daily.
The newspaper board wrote, he won't debate his opponent. He rarely holds public town halls. Instead, he spends his time meeting with fascist leaders in Europe and retweeting neo-Nazis.
Wow. And you guys voted for that? That's what you wanted.
More than voted for Scholten.
How many people? 159,000?
100 and a whole bunch. I don't know. I'm trying to find that number. It's 159. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
159.
Damn, JD. You Democrat. You lost this guy. And all he does is sit around retweeting Nazis. In 16 years, that's infuriating. Could you imagine? You worked for a company for 16 years. What'd you do? I renamed a post office. That's it.
I guess this is a good story. At the HuffPo, though, they're saying he almost lost. Hey, it's progress.
You're right. You got to look at it like that. Right. To me, it was the Democrats couldn't beat a fucking self-proclaimed Nazi. And that, you know, God, these people.
I mean, Beto couldn't beat Ted Cruz, but he shouldn't have been able to get even remotely that close is the whole point. And
also Ted Cruz, Texas, and the GOP fucking cheated. I'm sorry. Calling out the border patrol in El Paso.
Well, there was a lot more votes than
the day of the fucking election.
Yeah.
That's fucking evil. And you don't know what else they fucking did. That's the one thing we know about. You know, they did other bullshit.
Here in Florida, let's see what's going on at the Drudge Report.
I'll tell you, it's like, the Nazis are great.
At the Drudge Report, let's get into Florida. Recount 2018!
We don't want to count them fucking votes, man!
Well, yeah, you know, and Gillum has a point. He's like, you know, they're saying that even with a recount situation, 30,000 votes is a lot to make up. And there's got to be some kind of systemic fuck up. Like there's got to be some machines in Broward that weren't counting or something like
that.
Yes. But for it to get to that point where it's, for him to get 30,000 plus votes in a recount is unlikely. But what are they so fucking afraid of then?
They cheated.
What do they know?
They cheated.
Why is Trump saying, stop that voting? Stop that voting right now. Why is Rick Scott filing lawsuits left and right and squealing piggy squeals on TV? Nelson's campaign, why Nelson can't sue him for libel. That bald fuck, that bat boy looking motherfucker was on television saying Bill Nelson is committing voter fraud.
Bill!
There is no evidence of it. And then they said, well, what evidence do you have? And he's like, basically like, oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. You know. Oh, come on.
Well, okay. So the Republicans are up and you think, yeah, why wouldn't they have the recount? And the reason is, you know, they fucking cheated. You know those motherfuckers cheated. You know they did something, and they're worried through the process of this recount, people are going to figure it out. And why is in Rick Scott is refusing to recuse himself from the recount? These Republicans are shitbags. They're liars. They're dirty.
And the herd of round white thugs is out. and protesting. Lock her up. They want the Broward County election official that's doing the counting locked up. Lock her up. How dare she want to count those military votes? You know, they're still counting military votes. So when Trump says, stop counting right now, that means those military votes that came from overseas, don't count those. They might have brown votes in them.
You don't. I somebody put something on Facebook that made a lot of sense. Like, he doesn't. He loves the military so much that he wants those sons of bitches in the NFL fired if they take a knee. But yet he doesn't want the soldiers' votes counted.
Right, right. Yeah.
How does that work?
And he's cutting the budget for the VA.
Okay. He loves the military.
I love them.
I don't want their votes to be counted.
Did you see the video of Matt Gaetz out there in his suit, like irritating people, and they wouldn't let him in? He's like,
what a piece of shit.
He's like, he was yelling at one of the officials.
Oh, God.
Grandstanding.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you? Where are these votes coming from?
They're coming from people that cast votes, and you guys don't want the votes counted because you're Republicans and you fucking cheat.
And provide evidence. And Rick Scott's already coming up with the Republican lie, which is this evil woman who's running the Broward County recount is committing voter fraud, just inventing, just printing up new votes. And because she's doing it, there's no way that they'll ever be able to check that those votes are valid. Somehow she's magically creating people and and having them vote. And no one's going to catch one of them because she's so good and evil if they don't get in there right now and stop her.
God, this country is under attack by a bunch of fucking GOP loons. Look at this. They're fucking with our elections. It's the Republicans fucking with the elections. It's not the Dems.
But he's saying, well, we're not going to have any evidence of it, but we know she's committed fraud. Well,
what?
How do you counter that? How do you counter? We have no evidence whatsoever. That's because she's so good at being a sneaky, sneaky Democrat.
I don't know. I don't know how you counter. I mean,
they're so stupid. If dead people are voting, that can be found out. If people are being invented, if fake person or fake profiles are voting, that can be easily discovered.
Absolutely.
They've found 0.00 of those. It's just, it's a clusterfuck. It's a close race and it takes them a long time. I would put to you that this has happened before in Florida every fucking time.
And I would put to you that they're fucking cheating. I would put to you that they're fucking cheating and they are worried about someone finding something. I think you have to be crazy to not think that the GOP is up to something. Look at all that shit in Georgia. More than anything, Trump does not want more Democrats winning. More than anything. Because he's scared of this Mueller shit.
So that's the headline over to the Drudge Report is strap in for the recount, y'all.
These Republicans are evil. They are fucking this country. They're rolling back regulations. They're trying to privatize fucking everything. They're fucking our elections.
A judge today has denied one of Bat Boy's requests.
Yes.
He wants to impound the ballot machines.
Right.
A judge denied Governor Rick Scott's request in a lawsuit to impound Broward County ballot and voting machines while they're not in use.
Why would we want to do that?
The Senate campaign filed two new lawsuits yesterday asking to impound the voting machines in Broward and Palm Beach counties while officials engage in a recount of the race between him and Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson.
They want to impound them to make sure no one fucks with them.
The judge, Broward Circuit Court judge, denied the motion, told both sides to come to an agreement on what they'd like to do to keep the recount secure.
Yes.
The judge suggested the Broward County Election Office add three more officers to the security detail at the recount facility to make everything kosher.
Yes. Hopefully there's not a Republican in charge of any of that because then they will cheat.
Well, they're going to put observers from both sides.
Oh, okay.
And then I think a law enforcement was their plan. Right. Which is fine. Watch. I'm all for that, too. I don't want any fraudulent votes.
Yeah, yeah.
Being counted. So, fine. Watch. The also, the Bill Nelson.
Yes.
Has asked that Rick Scott basically shut the fuck up and recuse himself from any role in the recount.
Of course.
Although I'm not sure who's the secretary. I don't even know who the Secretary of State here in Florida is and who's in charge of the
probably a shit
of the
bag.
Elections.
Yeah. Probably a shit bag.
I have no doubt it's probably some nefarious individual. I mean, Florida has a great way of.
Yeah. I mean, why would he recuse himself? He's probably looking at George. He's like, look how well it's working for Brian Kemp. I'm not recusing myself.
Sure. It didn't go well for Chris Kobach, but.
Oh, was he in charge of that?
Oh, yeah. He refused also. He was same thing. Secretary of State. He refused to recuse himself.
They never do the right thing. See, that's why Trump is so upset with Sessions. He can't believe he recused. He was like, wow, you did the right thing. I hate that. That's insane.
Bill Nelson says it's obvious that Rick Scott cannot oversee this process in a fair, impartial way and thus should remove himself from any role in the recount process so the people can have the confidence in the integrity of the election.
I can tell you this much. After this election, there's no reason people should have any confidence in our system. Anything. This is just bullshit.
Yeah, nothing will get done. Just like after 2000 when they were like, this will never happen again. All these hanging chads and all these hand recounts. We shall never do that again. And meanwhile, Arizona still isn't officially called. Although Kristen Sinema increased her lead by a little bit more over Martha McSally there. But
McSally.
That one's still not called.
Yes.
Here we are. When was the fucking election? A week and a half ago?
Well, listen, as long as they count all the votes and the Republicans aren't doing anything shitty, that's okay. I don't have a problem with it taking a long
time. Well, McSally was all count the votes until Sinema took the lead and started pulling ahead. And now McSally's like, I think there might be fraud.
They cheat. That's it.
There must be fraud going on. There's no way people don't like the Republicans.
When people say that there are issues on both sides, they're just not informed. They're not listening to the news or reading anything. Because these Republicans are fucking liars. They're snakes. I hate snakes.
Those are your headlines, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go buy shit at Amazon, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
At Cussin' Liberal Media.
Fuck you.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
That's it. Wait, so Alec Baldwin didn't punch that guy in the parking space or something? Or
it is now being, last I heard, they were saying that there was some grainy security cam footage from some store nearby, and it appears that the dude and Alec Baldwin had a mutual tussling. Not that Alec Baldwin didn't follow him and probably say a few choice words to the gentleman, but it does appear that it was some mutual pushing and shut some little schoolyard baby boys shit.
Are we sure they weren't doing an episode of Punk'd starring Ashton Kutcher?
Pushing each other, and it doesn't appear that there was some, like, Alec Baldwin just pulled the guy out of the car and clocked him in the side of the head, which was the story that we heard, but not to excuse.
Oh, it's funny.
Of that.
Man, years ago, I saw a fight in a Starbucks. It was just spectacular. It was these two, like senior management insurance guys, white dudes on their way to work to make shit tons of money. They just started butting elbows at the condiment bar at Starbucks. And you know, it's odd. The fight kind of escalated out of nowhere. They sort of pushed each other, followed each other outside. And beat the fuck out of each other on the sidewalk for a while, and then they left, and that was it. You know, and nobody really gave a shit.
Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody tried to help any of them because they look like, I mean, honestly, I looked at those guys, and I attempt for a long time at this point, worked in office. I was like, that's every boss who's been a dick to me. I'm like, let them beat each other, please.
Let a couple of 1% finance fucks beat the shit out of each other.
They were really 1%er. They were like upper middle management and insurance. So they're real senior loads. Management.
Yeah.
Senior management in an insurance brokerage firm. So that's what it looked like to me.
It is Monday, everybody.
Yay.
Well, you know what? You mentioned snakes.
Yes. Oh, God.
When animals get pissed.
I actually have a bunch of quick when animals get pissed stories here.
Yes.
The November 5th at Sid Harbor in Australia.
You gotta imagine you got a body of water laid out in front of you, and you're like, "What am I gonna name this? Sid? Really? That sucks. That's a shitty name.
CID Harbor with a U."
Sid Harbour.
The latest victim of a fatal shark attack in Australia, 33-year-old Daniel Christidis.
Didn't happen to be a Nazi, right?
He was killed on the first day of a yachting vacation with friends.
Oh, God.
In September, a middle-aged woman and a schoolgirl were attacked separately by sharks in the same area.
Oh, okay.
12-year-old girl lost part of her leg.
Why don't they call that harbor sharks attack people here, so don't swim here harbor?
So Queensland government ministers are meeting with local tourism operators and marine experts, as well as members of the local council, to look at ways to reduce the risk of shark attack. Yes, in front?
Yes, I have
you're
a suggestion.
Raising your hand
stay
on
out,
radio.
Stay out of Sid Harbor. Stay the fuck out of Sid Harbor, apparently. Damn, it happened on the first day of their vacation.
Scientists are urging authorities not to sanction a cull. In other words, don't kill them.
Just stay out of the fucking water. That's simple. You want to swim? Go in a motherfucking pool. And look for snakes first. It's Australia. First day of vacation.
Wow,
that sucks, dude. First day of vacation.
The director of Center for Sustainable Tropical Fisheries.
Bye, Cracky!
And aquaculture.
What the fuck?
At James Cook University.
Shove that up your ass. Stay out of the water.
Listen to his name. Professor Colin Simpfendorfer. S-I-M-P-F.
Simpfendorfer.
E-N-D-O-R-F-E. Or Simpfendorfer.
Stay out of the
water.
What
a great name.
Wow.
Says shark control strategies vary across the country.
Shark control strategies.
There, they tend to remove larger, dangerous sharks. In other parts of the country, we see non-lethal approaches, sort of exclusion areas where things are netted, drones doing surveillance, helicopters, people being educated.
Stay out of the water.
Dangerous sharks being tagged so we can track their movements.
Oh, look. Hey, I'm on this, my iPhone app. This shark's about to eat my asshole out. Oh, isn't that neat?
But he wants everyone to know the reality is that none of these programs is 100% fail-safe.
These sharks.
Except for your solution.
Stay out of the motherfucking
don't
water.
Go in the water.
And I'll tell you why. Because these sharks, from the beginning of time, how old's the Earth? 600 years old, according to a bunch of
stupid fucking
Christians. Oh, 6,000. Yeah. You know, it's old as fuck. And what's been on the Earth since the beginning of motherfucking time are these sharks. And what they've done since they've been on the Earth is practice eating things. And that nobody's practiced anything more than these fucking sharks.
And not being eaten.
Yes.
They're the apex predators, so they don't have to be watching their back while they're chomping on something smaller than them.
Some shark, it's like, oh, did you hear some scientists put an app on an iPhone and they're going to put a chip on me and that's going to keep me from eating surfers. Ha ha ha.
Earlier this week, a surfer fought off a shark with his board.
Oh, God.
He was treated in hospital to a deep cut on his leg.
I'll be right out there surfing soon. That's what these sharks have to say, too. See, the funny thing is, I'll bite the shit out of somebody, and then within a week, they're back in the water. It's fucking hilarious.
Many of Australia's 25 million people live close to the coast, and given the nation's love of the beach and water sports.
Ooh.
I love water sports, too.
Trump, that's where Trump makes sense. Those water sports.
The chances of a shark attack are still rare.
Right.
Swimmers are encouraged to avoid the water at dusk and dawn and not to swim when conditions are murky. Australia has about 170 types of shark, but only a small number are known to attack people.
Hey, God, why did you make so many horrible monsters and put them in the ocean around Australia?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, why'd you put them in Washington?
Oh, yeah, that too.
I'm more afraid of Republican monsters than I am of...
Bullshit.
Sharks.
You don't fucking. You're in the water. You're in Sid Harbor swimming, and all of a sudden, dun 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 dun, this thing's eating you. You're like, oh shit, at least I'm not dealing with Newt Gingrich.
A bad day becomes worse.
Yes.
This is in. Where is this? They don't have.
Hey, real
where
quick,
is this? Yes.
I just can't ask you one question about that last story. It happened on their first day of vacation. So did they stay the rest of the time, or did they have to leave early? The shark attack.
The survivors, you mean?
Yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't.
Well,
go,
I would think they would probably
the
shorten their trip.
See, guys, that guy went in the water and it's horribly died and all the other shit, but he did fuck up their vacation. He fucked it up. That's all.
A paddle in the sea led to a terrifying drama for a female angler. So she was fishing after she was bitten by a baby shark.
Yes.
Kelly Cohen, 33, was wading in the ocean in Louisiana.
Fuck you.
When she felt a sharp pain in her left foot.
Ooh.
Pulled it free, raced back up the beach. She realized she had been bitten by a baby black tip shark.
Oh, it's just a little baby.
The creature had chomped through a major nerve, so it really hurt.
Ah, shit.
She went to hospital.
Oh, in Louisiana. She went to the fucking hospital. She went to the hospital.
But.
Uh-oh.
Despite the swift actions, she ended up with flesh-eating.
Oh, fuck.
Bacteria.
Wait a second. You're telling me it's not enough that these motherfuckers have sharp teeth. They bite you. You bleed a fuck ton. It hurts. Now there's flesh-eating shit that gets on you?
Doctors told me it was most likely caused by dirty seawater getting into the wound. The infection had started spreading up her leg. They warned her that if they didn't start, if she didn't start responding to the antibiotics soon, they would have to amputate her leg.
The baby shark did this. A fucking little, cute little fucking baby shark did this.
And it's just I can see there's a picture of the wound. It's just a stab wound on the top of her foot. It's not like a big giant.
They pour peroxide on it. Nothing helps.
But she did. Finally, the antibiotics started taking. And I guess she will be able to keep her foot.
That's what these Republicans are like. They're like a flesh-eating bacteria all over this fucking country.
There was blood everywhere, she said.
Blah.
Her friend raced her to the hospital. The beach was closed to prevent anyone else from going in the water.
Well, that's good.
She was given three different types of antibiotics. But over the next few days, her foot began to mysteriously swell. She went back to hospital.
Hello.
And they said, we're admitting you.
Oh, shit. All because of this fucking shark.
The nobody thought it was it's necrotizing fasciitis, NF, they say, because it's so rare.
Right.
And doctors don't always know what to look out for.
Well, see, it's rare.
And because of that.
Yes.
Sometimes hours can make a difference. So while they're dicking around with something else thinking, oh, this must be some kind of cellulitis or something, then that's when your leg's going to have to get chopped off.
See, it's people would say this rarely happens. Chances of this happening to you are so rare. Tell that person that it's losing her foot or whatever. And that person that ruined the vacation.
So they decided to do debridement. Where they cut away all the dead stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where they saw that it was spreading up her leg.
Ooh, that's horrible. Jeez, these fucking sharks.
Oh, I didn't know they do this. She was fitted with a wound vac to seal off the area and quicken healing.
Is she allowed to go swimming or is she allowed to get...
I'm sure she can't wait to get back into the water.
I bet she can't. I bet she can't because people don't want to think... like nobody wants to admit I got attacked by a shark, so I don't want to get back in the water because we have this weird culture where they'll say, well, the shark won. You're letting the shark win. Yeah, I am.
Well, yeah.
Because fuck it.
You know? I've got a couple of quick Florida stories.
We need a Florida thing.
You're going to like this one, Ryan.
Yes.
Not too long ago, we covered the latest record during the Burmese python hunt.
Oh, God.
Well, that record has now been broken. The record of only a couple of weeks.
The longest or the...
Oh, yeah.
The longest.
A hunter participating in the Burmese python hunt in Florida bagged the record setting.
We don't. This doesn't need to happen.
17-foot, 5-inch snake.
I don't even know how long that is. Do you have a tape measure? 17 foot. Damn, I think my tape measure is 25 feet. It's 17 feet. How long's a car?
Since the 10 feet? The
two cars.
Since the program started, number of, by the way, these Burmese pythons are not indigenous to Florida, for those
really?
That may not know.
Then, wait, I'm confused. I'm really confused. Then how the fuck do they get here?
And they're fucking up the ecosystem bigly in the Everglades, parts of the Everglades where they have now become the apex predator, and they're killing off all the local.
Is it true they're sneaking through the border with a caravan of terrorists and rapists?
And they're swallowing coke.
Yes.
And waiting for themselves to shit it out.
I hate these snakes, man.
They've caught, since March 2017, 1,859 these buggers.
God, how do you even go outside these days? Shit, man. I'm anti-gun, but now I just figure, there's 2,000 snakes waiting for me. I just need to
snake
lay
is
down
a tough
covering
shot.
Fire. No.
Although a 17-footer might not be, but.
No, shit, it's 17 fucking feet, man. It's probably thick, big around, right?
Sure. Yeah, magnums.
Probably eat a dog.
Has to use magnums.
Okay. God, I didn't even. This is so hard. They're out there procreating, making more little fucking snakes because you know, I need a snake for a pet. Because I didn't get any attention growing up. I need something that... The snake doesn't even love you.
Don't know that. Maybe they're just not effusive. Okay. They don't have arms. They can't hug.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have
ears. They hug
ears.
You with their little forked tongue.
All they can do is smell that you're coming and go into a feeding frenzy. That's how they love you. The snakes have... you know what else snakes have? Probably that flesh-eating bacteria shit all over their fucking fangs. Right?
Why not that?
Why not? This is infuriating.
They're having similar problems in Silver Spring State Park in Central Florida.
That's where the fucking monkeys are from the Tarzan. That's
exactly what I'm about to talk about. Descendants of theme park escapees, a population of rhesus macaques.
Yes.
In a Florida state park, may soon double in size.
Talking about monkeys?
And they're carrying a deadly virus.
Oh, all these animals have weird shit. This is like Planet of the Apes, though, right?
Yes. The animals are breeding too rapidly. A new study estimates the monkey population will double by 2022 unless state agencies take steps to control them.
I got that monkey gonorrhea, baby.
Why don't you throw some of the pythons in the park? Let them take care of the monkeys.
I love monkeys until you tell me what disease they have. What do they have?
The monkeys carry a rare and deadly form of the herpes virus called herpes B.
Oh, this monkey has herpes?
It's rare for it to spread to human, but when it does, it causes inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, which could lead to brain damage or death.
There's nothing about this show that doesn't make me want to jump off a cliff. You know, fuck these sharks. Number one, fuck these sharks. Here's how I agree with Trump. Fuck these fucking sharks. Number two, fuck these snakes and fuck these goddamn monkeys with herpes. God, herpes?
B.
What difference does it make, dude? I got herpes from a fucking monkey. Who cares? I, you know, I'm all fucked up. My brain's exploding. I'm probably shitting profusely, bleeding out my fucking eyeballs.
Florida's primate problem began in 1938 when a tour boat operator known as Colonel Tui released six rhesus macaques into a small island within what is now State Park. He procured the monkeys from a primate dealer in New York City with the intention to create a Tarzan-themed attraction on the island, but his plans quickly unraveled because he didn't know that rhesus macaques are strong swimmers. And they're on some little island in the middle of a lake.
And this is why this is why we have this problem.
Yeah, Google. Well, they didn't have Google in the 30s.
So now we fucking got these macaques. They get herpes. They swim up the island. They ear fuck people. I don't know.
Within hours of arriving on the island, the pink-faced monkeys began escaping into the woods. Six more were brought in to replace them, but they escaped as well.
You say pink face?
They
have pink faces?
Yeah. By the late 80s, hundreds had spread out across the 5,000-acre park.
Oh, God.
They have caught and sterilized some females.
Sterilized them?
Why are the females?
Well, you just got to sterilize one of them, you know, right?
Well, but isn't it easy to chop off a couple of balls than it is to spay a monkey?
These monkeys are like, hey, fuck you. Yeah, hey,
whose side are you on?
Yeah, all of a sudden, all these monkeys? I can just have sex with these female monkeys and I don't have kids? Oh, my God. This is the best fucking thing. I don't have to wear these fucking monkey condoms.
Meanwhile, the female monkeys are being captured and sterilized.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. That's how society works. That's bullshit. You shouldn't be punished because you have inside fucking fun parts.
That's what's going on there in Florida. I thought I had another.
Wait a second.
Oh, I do.
Wait
this
a second.
Is
Florida was the so far was Florida the snakes,
the record snake,
17
and the
foot.
Rhesus monkeys.
Now, what are you supposed to do if you come upon a large python? For those of us that don't know, do we call 911 or do we just kill the fucker? Because I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to kill a fucking snake. I'm not a gun guy.
I think you probably call animal control.
Hello. And wait, and the snake just sits there.
Good news?
Yes.
Florida?
Okay. What's the good news? Oh, this is going to be... No. This is not going to be good news. This is going to be shitty news. It's not so bad.
A massive Asian water monitor lizard has finally been captured by wildlife officers after months on the loose in
what?
A Florida neighborhood.
What? When you say massive?
It's
how big?
6 feet long.
Is there a picture of it on your fucking computer? I don't see this. God, fuck Florida.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said officers captured the 6-foot lizard after it escaped from a woman's home in August and was repeatedly spotted in a neighbor's yard.
It escaped from somebody's house?
Yes.
Who? Whose house? Arrest them. Jeff Sessions. Issue
He's
a
gone.
Warrant for their arrest and detainment immediately.
I don't work there no more.
Oh, God damn. That sucks, dude. It's like, I get so many horrors in Florida. It's like, I got this. Why did this person have this fucking lizard in the first place? And how big?
Asian water monitors are legal to be kept as pets in Florida.
We need a new government in this fucking state. That's for sure. Damn, Andrew Gillum. If you end up winning this recount, is Andrew Gillum gonna win the recount? Yes or no?
No.
God damn it!
I think the odds are against him, but I mean that would be great.
We need someone. I know there's a lot of important democratic issues that progressive things that need to be sussed out. But number one, we got to get rid of these fucking monkeys with herpes. I don't know how you do that. Number two, these fucking snakes. And I just learned about this, these little hell lizards that are living down there. Because you can reform healthcare, you can raise the minimum wage, but if I'm going to die at the fucking claws of that shit fucking lizard on someone's porch, then who gives a fuck?
North Carolina?
Yes.
Sonny Pumphrey.
Pumphrey! Is that real?
Went outside to his driveway in North Carolina and discovered three bears in his yard.
Ooh, yes. Otters? Are you sure?
It appeared to be a mother and two cubs. The cubs ran off. The mother remained.
Oh, fuck.
She made a charging dead run at me, he said.
Damn. See, that's why you need to carry cyanide capsules.
That sucker was eyeball to eyeball with me, stood up on its hind feet. He said, I reacted with reflex. I hit her right dead on the point of her nose. And the first shot when I did, she went down and started trying to bite me in the leg. I just continued pounding and pounding and pounding. She's continuing to try to bite me. She got a hold of me and shook me a little bit. Then she let go and she took a swat at me.
Ugh.
When she took a swat at me, she knocked me about 8 feet over on the concrete.
Holy shit, these animals are strong. Good God, dude. Why are humans not as... Why didn't God make humans a little stronger to deal with animals like these fucking things?
Well, we have brains that can make big guns that can stop animals like this.
But in this moment, I don't know what that brain's not doing shit.
Pumphrey's wife, Betty, was inside their home about to start dinner when she heard the commotion.
Oh, no!
Going to the front door with their Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, fuck! That's all you got?
She was shocked to see a bear attacking her husband. I saw her... she says, I seen her stand up and reared her paw back, and all I seen was a mouthful of teeth.
No, shit.
The dog started barking.
Oh, great.
And she started screaming, and the bear ran off.
Oh, perfect. Well, not nearly perfect. What would have been perfect if that never had happened? Did the guy die? He died?
No, I'm just reading the next sentence. Afraid it might return, Betty ran and got the gun from inside the house and fired it to the woods.
Well,
blam, 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 blam. Motherfucker! Blam, know, blam, blam, blam.
I've seen a couple of the most terrifying movie I've ever seen about a bear attack is that thing that David Mamet wrote that Alec Baldwin, we were talking about him earlier. Alec Baldwin's in it with Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember
Anthony
which
Hopkins.
One it is.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know which
David
one you're
Mamet
talking about.
Wrote
yes.
It. It's real good. But don't waste those fucking bullets just shooting into the fucking woods. You know, what if that bear comes back, tries to get in the house? You're going to need every single motherfucking bullet.
Sonny Pumphrey suffered a bite, bites to his hip and bruises. He's got to have a series of rabies shots.
Oh, gross.
But says he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah. I tell you, man, this world that we live in now.
This is his own backyard.
Oh, yeah.
It's his own yard.
Maybe get a fence. I don't know. Right?
Yeah.
Not that that would matter. If that bear wants to get in your fucking fence, he's just going to eat it or whatever, you know? This world, we got sharks. We got these fucked up snakes. 17-foot long snake in Florida.
Yeah.
It's only there because some dickhead is like, I want a pet. I'm lonely.
Kansas City?
And these goddamn monitor lizards and these, I've got monkeys with herpes.
Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah.
A Missouri landlord evicting a tenant from a property.
Oh, God.
Discovered a 6-foot alligator being kept in the home's hot tub.
You know, man, wouldn't you love to have a hot tub? I would love to have a hot tub.
I've lived in a house that had one. They're really paying the dick to maintain
it. So just fuck it. Put an alligator in there. Then,
well, we just had ours empty.
I'm just saying, I want a hot tub. I want to enjoy the fucking thing. I think that would be nice. And some dickhead is like, I'm going to put an alligator in there.
We did have a sauna. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
In Wisconsin.
You didn't have any animals. Fucked up animals. The monkeys with herpes type B were chilling in the sauna.
They called animal control, but Kansas City, Missouri is not Florida. So they're not.
What
they're
the
not.
Fuck?
They don't have a lot of expertise.
Get it out of my house.
6-foot alligators. John Bacala of the Housing Services.
They probably
Department
didn't get their deposit back, right? Whoever was
said
this place.
While our animal health control officers are very trained, this is a little out of their expertise. We were called in and were told what was inside and could we get it off the property. The 200-pound gator was safely captured and taken to the Monkey Island Rescue and Sanctuary in Greenwood, Missouri.
Hey, good news, alligator. You're going to go to this island full of monkeys with herpes. Eat as many as you want.
Rabbits and snakes kept by the tenant. I'll bet they were raising the rabbits to feed to the alligator.
Hey!
And to the snakes. How? What a horrible circle of life you've got going there.
Listen to these landlords. I just want to say, maybe revise your tenant screening process. I don't know. You live in the Midwest, and somehow you found some reptile fetishist to rent a place to. Do you have an application process?
The former tenant, Sean Casey, says the alligator's named Catfish, and he's as gentle as a puppy.
Listen, dickhead.
They've had him for 4 years. Catfish was a big, cuddly lizard. He smiled all the time.
He wasn't smiling!
Former owner.
These people that project human emotions on wild animals, especially fucking, is it reptiles? Is it a reptile, amphibian?
Yes.
Who cares? It's a fucking dinosaur. That shark looks sad.
It was in a hot tub.
You knew that.
Hanging out in a hot tub, getting rabbits thrown to it, evidently.
The shark's like, hey, turn the bubbles off. I'm going to die in here.
Horrific, horrific. So there you go.
When animals get pissed.
Rather extensive when animals get pissed segment.
You know, not to judge, but the first story, this tragedy could have been avoided had they not swam in that harbor. You know, I'm not saying it's that, I'm not blaming them.
I'm talking about the sharks.
You know, any shark attack can avoid by being out of the water.
Sure.
The snake thing, you're kind of fucked, right?
What do you mean?
Well, there's no way to avoid that. Like, if a 17-foot python that somebody used to have...
slithers up your toilet?
You're fucked. And bites your dick, you're fucked. You know? Same thing with these monkeys. And I feel bad for the people who got attacked by the goddamn bear. Between the Republicans and these monkeys running around with syphilis...
it's herpes.
Whatever. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Vote?
Yeah.
Vote. That's the answer to everything.
Sure.
Make sure to vote. It's a fucking gator in a hot tub.
I held people accountable for their vanity pets.
That guy? What are you going to do to that guy?
I don't think there's a lot of hope for Sean.
Fuck Sean. Hey, fuck face. Who did you vote for, you lunatic? Probably Trump.
He's keeping snakes. And has a 200-pound alligator in the hot tub.
Yeah.
I don't know who he voted for.
Yeah, somebody's tweeting in, God damn it, I hate monkeys at crab diving. Oh. And they're in Florida. I believe that. Monkeys with herpes, sharks, gators, boas, and gun idiots. Watch out for the face-eating monkey people.
Oh, the bath salts people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not great.
You can't even see those guys coming. I don't know what to tell you.
I'll
I'm looking at a picture of that python dude.
Oh, my God, tweeted that at us. Yeah.
I hate people. Why are you having these as pets?
I don't know. Dude, I know
this thing is huge.
I know people have snakes. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget at crab diving on the Twitter. Thanks for tweeting.
Yes. Thanks for owning snakes, everybody. Thank you so much. And a big thanks to the dickhead that wanted to do the Tarzan theme park. It was like, these monkeys can swim. Man, what a dumbass.
You're standing there on the island.
Fucking
and you watch
shithead.
Those little fuckers walk up to the shoreline and you're like, snicker, snicker. And then they all dive in. And you're like, motherfucker.
You know, you go to the zoo. Which, you know, horrible. It's like a penitentiary for fucking animals. And you see these
I'm not a big zoo fan.
Yeah, you see these monkeys, orangutans, whatever. You see the way they move about in the trees. They move around. They're superior.
Sure.
In strength. You know, they will fuck you up. These are not to be domesticated. Well, don't put them in dresses.
I don't know how big macaques are, but yeah.
A macaque can fuck you up. I guarantee you. If a macaque wants to, it's like, you know what I'm going to do today? I don't know why. Sure. It's just I'm going to pull my owner's dick off It'll be great. I'll end up in, you know, I'll end up in the news.
There was a news story today. It was one of these things where I read it and I was like, oh, please don't be the town I lived in Wisconsin.
But it was.
And it was.
Oh, shit, man.
It's gone viral. It's all over the all over the news is now.
Good.
This is, I'm reading from heavy.com. Baraboo, ooh. Wisconsin.
Yes.
B-A-R-A-B-O-O. I went to Boo U for a year.
Yes.
To get rid of some of my GDR requirements.
Right. How did you do? Did you, what did you learn there? Did you learn how to be a white supremacist?
I did not.
Then what's wrong
plenty
with
of opportunity
kids?
Though. I think I tweeted out something like, this saddens me, but I ain't surprised.
It is sad, man.
Baraboo, Wisconsin high school class pose doing Nazi salute.
Shame on all of you. It's fucking Veterans Day, right?
What is going on at Baraboo High School in Wisconsin? Some are asking. I was the assistant tennis coach for Baraboo High.
You know, I'm sorry. It's Veterans Day. It just, when you vote for Steve King and you support these fucking white nationalist candidates, realize that your fucking relatives stormed the beach at fucking Normandy to kill fucking Nazis. Right?
Large photograph of a large group of white male students attending junior prom posed doing a Nazi salute. After that, on the Twitter, several other students have come forward, past and current, sharing instances of racism, discrimination, racial bullying, and white supremacy that they're claiming is rampant at the school.
I need to say something to the parents of these fucking Nazis. Bad job. Bad job. There's no, you raised a Nazi.
Did you know doing that shit in many European countries and in Canada is illegal?
They take it seriously.
You can get in trouble for doing the Hitler salute.
They take it seriously. They don't want another Holocaust. They take it seriously. Fucking kids with their Nazi shit.
And there was a parody account that was set up. Something Baraboo. The people that tweeted it initially or put it out on social media was kind of a Baraboo parody account, and they said it was shared on yesterday, which was Armistice Day. The caption read, "We even got the black kid to throw it up." The Baraboo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're calling it the Baraboo salute.
Well, listen, it's the Nazi salute. And shame on you fucking kids.
More than 40 students reported to be the class of 2019 attending junior prom. The majority appear to be using the salute. Not all. A number of boys are seen smiling and not using the salute. At least two others appear to be using a fist, like a black power sign.
God. These kids, did they not read The Diary of Anne Frank?
Late Monday morning, a student who was in the photo at the far right but did not do the salute, said the class was encouraged to make the gesture and did so.
God.
It went viral when somebody sent it to somebody, and then it got to a journalist who tweeted the picture and said, if anybody from Baraboo High School in Wisconsin can clue me in on why it appears the entire male class of 2018, it's actually 2019,
yes,
throwing up a Sig Heil during their prom photos, that would be great.
You know, is there, how old are these kids? Are they
17 if they're juniors, right? Oof. 16, 17. Jordan said, my name is Jordan Blue. I'm the boy captured in the photo to the far right. The photo was taken during our junior prom photos. I clearly am uncomfortable with what was happening. You should see his face. He's not happy at all. I couldn't leave the photo as it was taken within 5 seconds. The photographer took the photos, telling us to make the sign. I knew what my morals were, and it was not to salute something I firmly don't believe in. I attend Baraboo High School. These classmates have bullied me since entering middle school.
And he didn't make the sign.
I have struggled with it my entire life. Nothing has changed. These are the boys of class of 2019. Nothing has been done. And my question is, will anything ever be done?
Well, good for
I
that
truly
kid.
And firmly believe we all need to make a change to this horrible act. It needs to stop. Bullying and maturity and just taking things as a quote joke.
Well, good for that kid, but you know, I got some bad news for you. I don't know about your classmates.
One student in the middle in the front is not doing the Hitler salute, but is doing the white power okay sign.
That's the weirdest thing ever. That's fucked up.
The
17-year-old white.
The school's administrator, Lori Mueller. I know, you know, I lived in Baraboo for several years, and Lori Mueller is I know people that know her.
Okay.
The photo of students posted, she tweeted, to hashtag Baraboo Proud.
Oh, yes.
Is not reflective of the educational values and belief of the school district. Baraboo, the district will pursue any and all available and appropriate actions, including legal to address.
Well, I don't know. I think it is part of it because your whole class is doing it.
The Twitter feed for the Auschwitz Museum retweeted it and said, "It is so hard to find words. This is why every single day we work hard to educate. We need to explain what is the danger of hateful ideology rising. Auschwitz, with its gas chambers, was at the very end of the long process of normalizing and accommodating hatred."
See, we got to be fucking paranoid about this shit. I mean, we should be so disturbed that all those fucking assholes in Iowa voted for a guy that they knew, he said it in a podcast, "I'm a white fucking nationalist," but yet people voted for the fucking guy. Shit. And even if they're not white nationalists, they have the ability to compartmentalize that shit and separate it out from... That's disturbing. That's disturbing, too. Fuck nuts.
Yeah, I heard about it this morning from, you know, friends that are local. I saw it on a feed and then it kind of went nuts. And, you know, then I started getting texts from other people that are in different parts of the world now that we're from Baraboo or I know from Baraboo. And we all kind of are saying, wow, that's horrific, but not 100% surprising. Yeah. And it's a lily white Wisconsin town. I've told the story. I worked there at a hotel and our maintenance guy.
Yeah.
It's a guy in his maybe late 60s, something like that. A former farmer, retired farmer who was good at maintenance. And he was just our maintenance guy.
Yeah.
And, oh, he talked like this. He was like a cartoon character, don't you know? You go down to the stop-and-go light and stuff like that. Really nice guy. Ask him why he never went to Chicago 3.5 hours away for his entire almost 70-year life, and he would whip out the N-word.
Well, you know what? That's really interesting because, you know what? Fuck these kids. And I'll tell you why. Fuck these kids. And fuck these kids. 17-year-old.
The ones that did it, yeah.
That did it. That are living up in Wisconsin. With his white pride bullshit. God, they're so sheltered, right? They're probably so sheltered.
Well, I was the one of the tennis coaches, and we had one girl on our team who, I don't even think she was black. I think she was mixed race, was adopted by a family in town who all of their kids, they had, I think, 3 or 4 kids that were all adopted. And, but she was the only non-white one. And I believe she was at one time the only non-white kid in the whole fucking school. And there were times that she made comments, you know, she would say to me, she's like, you know what, you have no idea what it's like to be the one black kid, non-white kid.
And what do white people say? They say, you're playing the race card.
Yeah.
You're playing the race card. God, those kids who made that fucking symbol, they will never know, like, they're never going to experience racism. You know, you're white. You got that white skin. You're not going to get pulled over just because you're white, you fucking dickheads. And they have the nerve to make the Nazi salute. Damn, they're fucking idiots.
The journalist who started... he writes for Vice and for Young Turks.
Yes.
Jules, Suzdaltsev, Suzdaltsev.
Good job.
Suzdaltsev.
Holy, what the fuck kind of, how many consonants?
Russian.
It's like all the letters in the alphabet.
Got a message, and he's like, seriously, what is going on with this school? This is from somebody who said, I would like to let you know I went to Baraboo High School. I graduated in June. I'm mixed, and a classmate of mine posted this about me. When my friend reported it to the school, they did nothing. They said they can't prove it's her, even though one of her friends told them it was her. And the girl had tweeted the girl's name, and she said, blank is her name. Being a fat N-word is her game.
Right. God.
Then he said, I'm being flooded with messages from students of this school about some of the guys in the group photo. Sounds like there's a lot of racist bullying, and the school tends to do nothing about it. One kid said 2 years ago, the kid on the far right of the prom picture put this photo of me on his story. Something, something. He continued to mock and harass me for being a feminist. When I confronted him about the image being on his story, he responded by putting another photo of me on his story and captioned it, I do what I want.
Jesus.
When I went to the principal's office to tell him I was being harassed, they said they just had him delete the pictures and there were no further repercussions.
Wow. Imagine, even the school in this scenario won't be an ally.
Well, there's more.
Oh, God. God, fuck these kids.
One person said this was posted on one of the students' Snapchat story. The video points out two Latino students walking down the hallway. And this kid says, dirty Mexicans inbound.
Oh, God. Didn't fucking Steve King just say that? Didn't he call Mexican people dirty?
Oh, I've got that story coming up. God, yeah. He denied saying it, but now they found a tape of it.
I mean, you know, dude, it's like, when you think about who our president is and some of our fucking political leaders, those guys can't even be allies. We can't even count on our president to, I mean, he's a racist, you know?
This one says, I also went to Baraboo High School. I've had some problems with the boys in the prom picture the day after President Trump was elected.
Oh, great.
I heard one of them shouting white power in the hallways.
That's fucked up.
I immediately went to a school official, but was told that nothing could be done because it was his First Amendment right and he wasn't harming anyone. I was then told that I should look up videos of Black Lives Matter protesters being hostile towards police, and I should get a tougher skin. I left the office upset, but never pursued it further. Because of the initial response to my complaint, I want to know who that school official is.
We need to know who all these people are.
Yeah.
All those kids, their shit should be out there on the internet. You're 17. I'm sorry. You were old enough to know better. Fuck you.
Hi, I'm from Baraboo. Graduated in June with the class of 2018. I'd like to remain anonymous, but I can 100% support the claims of racism at that school. The use of the N-word was pretty common among a lot of the white students, whether jokingly or not. I'd also like to mention an incident just in my senior year where I heard some upperclassmen boys speaking negatively about Native Americans, talking about beating up timber N-words.
Oh, my God.
I myself am part Native American, obviously have family that's a lot more Native than me, so it was pretty infuriating and hurt to hear. Hurtful to hear.
Racism shit, man. Especially at a fucking young kids. It's so depressing. But, you know, you can't feel bad for these fucking kids. They're old enough to know better, so fuck them. Save your energy and your sympathy for other people. These kids are fucking assholes. Probably all rich, white, privileged. No excuse for this shit.
Another kid says there was a photographer taking pictures of the whole senior class. He wanted one of the boys, one of the girls. When he took the girls' pictures, he was extremely rude and gross toward us.
Oh, God.
And then when the boys took their picture, he told them to do that and was laughing about it. It was disgusting. And they say they stayed there for about 5 minutes taking pictures and laughing.
God, you know, so many people, you know, the world is just littered with folks with horrible sense of humor, too. It's just, wow, how depressing. God damn, hey, listen, kids, these kids in this picture, why don't you go get a fucking syphilitic monkey as a fucking pet and go take a swim in the harbor and wherever that fuck is in Australia.
So I found the guy's website. He is a identified as a retired teacher and local motorcycle photographer.
Who does that?
Named Peter Gust, G-U-S-T.
Let me take a picture of a motorcycle.
He took down the page of Baraboo prom pictures and put up this butthurt, people are nasty kind of a, like he's upset about the negative reaction he's getting. He's not upset about, he's talking about how horrible the internet is.
Yes.
And how mean people are.
Right.
Being to him.
But you have a bunch of kids giving the Heil Hitler thing and, you know. God, read the Diary of Anne Frank. I don't know. What's Schindler's List? What do you do? What do you do in America to convince people, not just these kids? I'm talking to you, you Iowa fucknuts, that Nazis are bad. Nazis are fucking bad.
Yeah.
Fuck Nazis. Fuck them.
Not only is this school disgustingly racist, but having to attend there as a trans person ruined my mental health. I was called queer and then the F word too many times by students both on and off school property. The amount of times I've had to listen to people state that trans people are broken and should be assaulted is disgusting. This is true for every minority there. Baraboo turns a blind eye to everything and only does something when it blows up in their faces. Well, it's blowing up in their fucking faces right now because it's everywhere. My one friend from Baraboo, I was texting this morning, and I said, you see, Baraboo's on the news. And he's like, what do you mean that? And he mentioned like one of the local newspaper stories.
Yes.
It. And I said, no, actually, I saw it on Newsweek.
Right.
And I said, and it's on Fox.
Yeah, and I bet.
And he's like, oh, my God. He didn't realize how you know, it's become nationwide.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people there don't think it's... I hope they think it's a big deal. And I hope a lot of people there are fucking, you know, embarrassed.
Oh, I know. There's a pretty heavy lib population there that's losing their fucking minds right now. And that county... Is that Sauk County or is that Columbia? I think that's Sauk County. They went blue.
Did they?
Yeah.
What are they going to do about these kids?
Fuck them.
Like, really? It's disgusting.
This person says, my 4 years spent in that school was full of hearing the N-word shouting down the hall, dealing with homophobia. In my English class 2 years ago, the topic came into Black Lives Matter and police brutality. One particular student, I can provide the name, stated, if black people don't want to be shot, they shouldn't steal.
Who said that?
A student. That student got no reprimand. In the science hall, girls' bathroom, the N-word was scratched into the mirror. The mirror was taken down. That was it. One student wore a Confederate flag sweatshirt to school every single day. Was not told to change once.
I saw that shit in Georgia in high school all the time with the stars and bars. This country is disgusting. We're disgusting with these Nazis and this fucking racism. Man.
So, there you go, Baraboo. Make me sad.
It sucks.
Makes me sad.
Make us angry.
Some on Twitter have pointed out that the school's logo is similar to the Nazi eagle. Oh, well, you know.
Great.
It's a Thunderbird.
Hey, if you live in this community, you better be concerned. Really. You should be concerned. You can't run a school where people are like yelling the N-word and harassing kids and being racist. You have people standing up to that shit. Where are these fucking teachers? Where are these fucking teachers? And where's the principal?
Well, this tweet says the worst part is the official prom photographer took it.
Meaning what? That he didn't
the
care?
The picture. This wasn't an accident. It was an official photo shoot with adults around, including the photographer.
Probably every adult that stood by and let those kids do that. God, I want to know who the fuck they are.
The Wheel Memories website, run by photographer Peter Gust, who claims to have a son in the school, now has an inexplicable message on the page for Baraboo High School prom pictures. It reads in part, due to malevolent behavior on the part of some in society, this page has been modified. It's too bad there are those in society who can and do take the time to be jerks, knowingly and willingly be jerks.
What is their point?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, that
about.
Sounds stupid
he's
as shit.
He's butthurt, it sounds like.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Students are saying that he encouraged the pose.
What do you think it's like to march into a gas chamber, dickhead?
And dozens of the white male students went along and then shared and posted the picture with the hashtag Baraboo Proud.
Fuck you. God.
Oh, God. He looks familiar to me now that I see his picture. I haven't seen his photographer's
picture. I hope all their
picture.
Shit gets out there on social media, and I hope their lives get a little fucked up because they certainly deserves it.
Gust is pretty, it's a pretty common name in that area. There's a lot of Gusts.
I'm talking about the kids, the students. 17 years old, you're old enough. I'm sorry. You're old enough to understand Nazis are bad. You know?
The school district sent a letter to parents saying they're looking into it, blah, blah, blah. We don't tolerate it.
Oh, sure.
The Baraboo School District is a hate-free environment. No, it's not.
No, it's not, dickhead, obviously.
Where people, regardless of race, color, religion, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, national origin, or ancestry are respected and celebrated.
Celebrated?
No.
Well, if you're a Nazi, it is. You know, the thing is, these kids are white and they're rich and they will be fine and they will get another chance. You know what I mean? This is not, well, they're white or whatever.
Necessarily, but yeah.
Yeah, but their lives aren't going to be derailed by this. This is the bullshit of all this. They will not feel one thing. They will be just fine. They will go to college. This will be behind them and people will forget it. You know, they're white middle-class kids protected in a tiny little town.
They're warning... They've got the school on partial shutdown because of all the media now, and they're warning parents that the national media is descending on their little town. 12,000 is the size of the town, Baraboo, these days. I think it was
fucking assholes.
I think it was about 10 when I was there.
I tell you what, man. You just think about kids in like poor urban areas getting harassed by the cops. All this other shit.
I saw the headline.
White kids in this insulated area, you know, nothing.
I saw the headline. I was like, oh, God, don't let it be Baraboo. And then sure enough, Baraboo,
disgusting,
Wisconsin.
Man. This is white privilege.
A lot of good people and a lot of good progressive. It's this little liberal enclave, really, in obviously not totally liberal, but pretty liberal.
Who are these parents? The raised kids, except that one kid.
Well,
that
that's
one
the
kid.
Thing. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, the turds don't fall far from the butthole.
Yeah, but 17 years old. I'm sorry. No excuse. You're old enough. Too bad. Too fucking bad.
It's true, but where did they learn it from? And if you've got teachers who are saying, hey, go look at Black Lives Matter if you're upset about something, then they're obviously learning it from the teachers, too.
Yep. But that one kid. How did that one kid have the right answer? How did that one kid know not to do
it
that?
It sounded like he's...
All the other fucking kids.
It sounded like he's LGBT. He's been bullied.
Yeah.
Maybe. I thought that was the vibe I got. But he's been an outsider, so he knows what it's like. Yay, white people!
And you know, the thing is, those white kids are never going to know what it's like to be bullied, to be an outsider. You know, they're a perpetual insider. They're going to have that white privilege their whole life, and some of them will never understand that what they did was totally fucking
shitty. Well, people are zooming in on their pictures and showing each individual kid, and they're like, hey, college admissions.
Right. Honestly, I don't want to admit a kid is a fucking Nazi throwing up the Nazi symbol. I don't need that. Go find another college. That's what I would say. I'm going to let some kid in that's not a fucking Nazi. How's that?
Trump's America. There you go.
Yeah, that's totally Trump's America. And what are these kids? What are you going to say to these kids? Well, my president, people in my government, they're big fucking Nazis. Right?
There is a story that this new Whitaker dude, our acting attorney general.
Oh, the unconstitutional guy. He's not supposed to be there.
Well, yeah, there's did I save that story? I think it's Sacramento, San Francisco, somewhere. Either Sacramento or San Francisco.
Yes.
A local state's attorney or something like that is considering filing a lawsuit. It is San Francisco. Against the administration saying, this guy... Anything he does is invalid. We refuse to
right.
know what's going on. And there are some lawsuits going on that Jeff Bosash is still named as a plaintiff or defendant, one okay. of the two, litigant. Right. And they have to know, they're saying they want to know what this who's going to represent them. And they're the new attorney general, and they're saying, we're not putting Whitaker on it because he's not. He's invalid. So they're getting ready to sue and say, we need someone who is legitimately in that office to proceed with these cases.
So what are they going to do? Sue and it's not valid and they should drag his ass out of there?
They may have to take court action over Trump's appointment. Boom. The San Francisco city attorney, Dennis Herrera said, I have serious questions about the legality of Whitaker serving as the Attorney General of the United States. At no point in his Justice Department tenure has Mr. Whitaker been confirmed by the Senate. That appears to be unprecedented for someone serving as the country's top law enforcement officer.
Is Trump saying anything about this, about Whitaker, about all this bullshit?
Well, Kellyanne was on telly yesterday, and she said he does kind of know Whitaker. But they're not like close friends. Oh, of course okay. he knows him, ooh. But he doesn't know him. He hasn't good. Fucked him.
Good God. He hasn't fucked him? Are you sure?
In a letter to the Department of Justice, Herrera voiced concerns over the fact that San Francisco has four cases going forward in court in which Sessions is named as the defendant.
Damn. So now, whatever, if he does any work on any of these cases, I mean, does that taint the case?
Well, I think they're waiting for him to do something.
Oh, he hasn't done
anything. Or to say something or do some policy change or something. Right. And then somebody can then have standing and say, you are invalid. And they can, I guess, then try to take him to court.
Would he do? Just do something like fire Mueller or defund Mueller's probe?
Well, that's the other story is that he's allegedly telling people he knows, Whitaker.
Yes.
That he will not cut the budget for okay. Mueller. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has told associates that the Justice Department under his leadership will not cut the budget for Robert Mueller's investigation.
Okay.
It's a signal that some of the worst fears the critics have about Whitaker's potential to interfere with Mueller's probe won't come true.
Yeah.
But we don't know what we don't know.
And how do we?
We don't know what he's already done.
And do we believe that?
And he may the most he may do is just get the file. Here's everything Mueller has,
and give it to his buddy.
Hand it right over to the little orange fuck.
And he's probably done that, right?
Already, whatever. Whoa, I have no doubt. Whatever information he's gotten, I have utterly no doubt that because he's a toady. He's the only reason he's there.
And that we shouldn't believe anything this guy says.
No,
this is garbage. This is a joke. This is part of a Banana Republic kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, you know that company of his that allegedly defrauded people.
Oh my,
I mean, they're looking
God.
at criminal charges and intimidation. They've got emails that he wrote himself,
right?
That are threatening people who were trying to pull out of their pyramid scheme or whatever the fuck they were doing. And he was sending these threatening emails to people that they've got.
You know, I was listening to Rachel Maddow the other night. I was falling asleep, and I swear to God, she was laughing about the fact that she wasn't she talking about this, that our AG is a pyramid scheme
guy?
Yeah. I mean, this is trash. This is garbage.
Then on Faithless Friday, go to Friday's show, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Spotify. We found out that In a debate when he was running for Senate in Iowa,
suck my dick,
where he lost the primary eventually to Joni Ernst.
God damn.
He said that he believes that judges should apply New Testament law, not that Levitical crap. But the New Testament law.
Just stop.
And that as a senator, that's against the Constitution. It says no religious test.
And it's insane.
That's in there. And he's right there saying, well, if we're going to have a judge, I think he should follow biblical law.
Oh, God.
That's a religious test.
You sound nuts, too, and you sound mentally ill. It's mentally ill.
So he's a scumbag.
He really is.
And the only reason, you know, he had a friend who's brilliant.
Yes.
Who said, you want Trump to notice you, pluck your nipples.
Yes.
Polish your head.
Ooh.
And go on Fox as a pundit and lick Trump's hole at every opportunity.
And he did that.
And that's exactly how Trump noticed him. Who's that big, strong, bald guy who's talking about how great I am and who loves me and who hates Hillary and all that stuff? I want to give him a job.
You know, not to sound like a fucking asshole, but when you look at that guy, Whitaker, you're like, I don't like him. That's my. He just looks like an asshole
well,
to me.
Lex Luthor vibe.
What is that picture of him? I swear to God, I saw it on your computer of him lifting weights.
That's on his Twitter. That's the header on his Twitter account.
Oh, he's a big weight lifter?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with lifting weights.
Alpha male, right?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Can we have a guy that reads books who instead... Can we have our top law enforcement officer? Can we have people in our government that on their Twitter header puts a picture of them reading books?
Well, he is a lawyer.
Rather than lifting weights?
He is a lawyer. And he was a U.S. attorney at one point, which is how they're trying to say that his vetting or his approval as a U.S. attorney back in the day is equivalent to him being vetted for the
was that before or after he was in the weird ass Amway scandal or whatever the fuck this
that's is. The same that's that pyramid scheme that's the same thing the products the weird patents or something
yeah
or,
but was that before or after he was an attorney a state's attorney or something you said
I prosecutor? Think it's more recent that the scam is more recent than the state's attorney shit
so the guy was a state's attorney
ran for Senate, lost.
Yes, but he, as a state's attorney, he dispensed justice, right?
Prosecutor, right?
Prosecutor, okay. But then after that, he gets into pyramid schemes and...
Well, he's a Republican.
Corrupt bullshit.
So there's that.
I don't want a pyramid scheme guy.
He's a middle-aged white guy.
You know, I want a former KKK former. I want a short little KKK former. Racist yeah. Nazi fuck to be our AG. There's nobody good that's ever going to show up in the Trump government. I don't know what I'm hoping for. There's nobody good. At the worst, ineffective. Or at the least, ineffective. I don't know how to say that. I remember there were times when I thought Rick Perry was going to be the most dangerous person on Donald Trump's cabinet. No, you know what? That could prove true. Rick Perry could... omit a section in a spreadsheet, and all of a sudden we have a...
He's not doing any spreadsheets.
Chernobyl disaster.
He's not doing shit.
He's in charge of our nuclear weapons. You don't... That'd make you nervous?
No.
God
damn. I think the processes are in place that will protect us on that front.
Yeah.
But...
You might as well think that. We all might as well. I mean, even if it seems
why not?
I don't know why you would think that. Oh, I'm sure everything's fine under Rick Perry's steady watch and leadership. There's got to be some shit going on, you know, with him. I just don't know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. A few minutes left here on the big show. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 yes. to 7.
Unless we get attacked by some weird fucked up monitor lizard.
On the eastern coast.
That's a big fucking lizard. That lizard was just staring at somebody's sliding glass door.
It was, and it was the size of the sliding glass door.
What am I supposed to do if I see one of those? Put a bag over its head, wrestle it down,
yeah.
Duct tape its feet together, put them in the back of my truck?
Whitaker claiming he's not going to...
No, okay.
He's not going to... cut the purse strings to Mueller.
Well, okay.
But
don't you feel better?
We shall see.
Yeah, he's going to do something shitty.
Good news?
Okay.
This is a story. This is from election night, actually.
Yes.
Glenn Devlin is a district court judge in Houston.
Fuck you!
One of 59 Republican judges throughout the country that got shown the door to Democrats.
Damn.
has he started releasing some defendants, some juvenile defendants.
Okay.
He released at least seven and potentially more minors who appeared before him the day after the election.
Yes.
Saying, he said, the chief of juvenile division of the public defender's office had previously asked the judge to release a client that was accused of aggravated robbery. To no avail. But on Wednesday, the judge started granting requests. If I release you, are you going to go out and kill anybody? He said. The defendant said no. Okay, you're released.
Okay. Jeez.
They think he's trying to be a dick and make a point, though.
What point?
I heard him telling the court, tell the other lawyers, hey, look, this is obviously what the voters wanted.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Just letting them go. Not letting them go, but releasing them, you know, on bail and stuff.
He's making a joke. You're not going to kill anybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh, God.
In Texas, minors between the age of 10 and 17 accused of crimes can be held in detention or released to their families at the discretion of the judge.
Okay.
But apparently this guy's all butt hurt.
Yes.
That he lost to a Democrat. So he's just...
Right. He's like...
He's letting some go. You want crime? I'll give you crime.
Why is that... How is that a remotely mature reaction? You lost. That doesn't mean... Because you lose an election doesn't mean you burn the whatever down before you leave.
This is who they are. Republicans.
You're right.
I
mean, how do you think that? Why? Okay, let's say Schittler isn't impeached, and hopefully, all these stories we've done they don't make me confident. What happens when he leaves the White House? Is it going to be a mess? Do you think the White House will be a mess?
You mean like candy wrappers and shit everywhere? Yeah. Or do you mean as far as
both?
Of course, yes.
It's all going to be a mess.
Devlin and another juvenile court judge in the county, also a Republican, were responsible for more than one-fifth of the minors sent to juvenile prisons in the state of 2017.
One-fifth.
Following a investigation, counting one other juvenile court judge's rulings with those two, 96% of the children locked up were minority.
Oh, wow.
So the newspaper did an expose on them, said they're sending all these black kids to jail. And this judge lost his election, and now he's butthurt, and he's just saying, go home, go home. That's what the voters want.
They want you to not be racist. I think that's, I don't know what voters want, but I would assume they want you to not be racist. God, what's the percentage? 95% of all juveniles in there are minorities.
96, yeah. Even from these three judges. The county's chief public defender even said he's confused. I'm not sure I can wrap my arms around what he's actually doing. It's a huge change, and the only thing that's happened is that he wasn't reelected. So I don't know what to attribute it to other than that.
Yes.
Elizabeth Henke of the Lone Star Justice Alliance said she's never seen anything like it in juvenile court. Judge Devlin appears to be abdicating the basic responsibility of any sitting juvenile judge.
My God.
This is the Republicans. This is who they are.
Mad
sad little baby losers.
How are they so spiteful?
They're just filled with rage and anger and hate and racism these days.
With Donald Trump and all those tweets about the rain and the World War II, the World War I memorial and all that shit.
So the good news is maybe the preponderance of kids of color won't be getting summarily tossed in jail.
That
the bad news is there may be some bad ones getting let out because he's being a little pissy, whiny baby about it.
God, that's insane.
These are adults.
That's truly a crazy ass story.
Nuts, isn't it?
Yes. Not as nuts as those fucking herpes monkeys running around. Fuck that.
Herpes B.
Oh. Ooh, which one are you giving me, monkey?
I'm a herpes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. Which one's the worst?
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Audible, too. You can listen to some books.
What's the worst? Which herpes? A, B?
Well, this one makes your brain swell and you die.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to an itchy sore on your dick, I think, or your lip. I'll take B. I'll take that one, whatever that is.
I'll tell you what.
C, isn't it? Herpes simplex C or something like that?
On my Instagram, I got a picture of a lady that showed up to a fucking comedy show with a monkey in a dress. A monkey in a dress is sitting there holding a drink and sipping it with a straw. Meanwhile,
a real monkey.
Herpes! Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Well, you don't know that monkey has herpes. It's not a feral macaque.
I don't know, dude.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know the potential harm that monkey in the dress drinking a straw could unleash.
Who knows what evil lurks?
Yeah, man.
I think Trump's losing his mind, just to be honest with you. I think he got bit by one of those monkeys. I think he knows that he's fucked.
This is reading about all the shit the Democrats are going to do to him when they get the House. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Well, and he didn't go to Arlington today because it's raining. He wouldn't go walk in the rain with every other European leader.
It's raining!
Because it was raining in France. So he spent the entire day in the hotel. And then when people were calling him out saying, we know all he's doing is sitting in there watching TV.
Yes.
He put out a tweet or something or said, very busy today. Got a lot of phone calls done. A lot of meetings for the country. Whatever.
Oh, my God. What an asshole. What a just lying fucking dickhead.
Sack of shit.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. I mean, Barack Obama, he said before he went to bed at night, did I do enough for the country? That's what he said every night. I bet Trump thinks something differently. Different, you know? I don't know.
So this one could almost be a Faithless Friday, but it's only Monday, so we'll go for this one.
Right.
This is so sad. There's so much more to worry about. A group of concerned parents and pastors held a prayer meeting.
Oh, yes.
After a play was performed at Mitchell High School. This is in North Carolina.
Okay.
A traveling theater company performed an educational parody of Shakespeare's plays.
Ooh.
Parents and pastors held a prayer meeting outside the school afterwards after it was revealed the play included a same-sex stage kiss.
Oh, God.
Which wasn't even a real kiss.
Yeah.
It was a stage kiss.
Well, can we grow up, maybe? Can we grow the fuck up and just have some fucking theater and who gives a fuck? Man, dude.
The comedy, the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, was edited to be more appropriate for students, but apparently issues of alcohol, suicide, and especially homosexuality were still too toxic for some parents.
And meanwhile, these kids, they sit on these video games blowing people's heads off right and fucking left. And you can't have them watch a same-sex kiss and some fucking Shakespeare thing? Get the fuck out of here.
Reports suggested the prayer circle was formed in response to inappropriate content.
Shove your prayer circle up your fucking asses. You know, go pray for those fucking, for the people that have to leave with those fucking Nazi kids in Baraboo.
Including suicide, alcohol consumption, and bad language, all of which you'll find in Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
By BT Dubs.
And out there in the world, too.
But a local resident said that the real concern was the homosexuality.
My concern is your ignorant asses influencing children. You're so stupid.
People were upset about, the reporter says, was the all-male cast and two men shared a stage kiss.
So what? Grow up. Put your adult pants on and be a human being, fucknut. God, how do you...
Well, and back in the day, there were no actresses. In That's Shakespeare's true. Day, it was men dressed as women that would have been doing the kissing and the boob grabbing and the butt slapping.
Right. You know? Yeah. You know, be glad somebody's doing a Shakespeare play. Your kid's learning something. Instead of hanging out with shitty friends doing the Nazi salute at the fucking prom photo.
Well, and then they had to get together and create some magic circle or something. Try to pray the icky homosexuality away or something. They're very bizarre people.
Our human beings, here's what I've learned from our show today. Our country doesn't understand Nazis are bad, and people think that weird prayer magic circles are stranger than a male-on-male kiss in a fucking Shakespeare play.
Sure.
And some dickhead has a big fat pet snake in Florida. Fuck that.
Oh, Don Jr. Don Jr. Retweeted one of these lies about 200,000 Florida voters
maybe
non-citizens. It's just not true.
Citations.
It's completely debunked.
I'm tired of these GOP Nazi liar fucks. Fuck them. The fuck.
200,000 non-citizens.
Yes. Don Jr. with the dark hair, not the barracuda.
Don Jr. put his foot in his mouth again when he shared an article on Twitter with the caption claiming 200,000 non-citizens are registered to vote in Florida, despite the fact that the piece he shared was from 2012, with an editor's note updating the total to less than 100 out of 12 million they found.
Well, I never pretend to be a math guy or a fraction guy. 100 out of 12 motherfucking million. So, what is that percentage? So
there's a story from, it was
nothing.
2012 election. Nearly 200,000 voters may not be citizens. And then later it was updated and they were like, well, this was not accurate. It's about 100.
Hey, Don Jr., go back to doing something productive. Go swim with more alligators.
What an idiot. Jump on that hot tub in.
Yeah, with the alligator.
Missouri, wasn't it?
You're lucky enough to have a hot tub in your fucking apartment. You put a fucking gator in it. What a dick.
Well, gator's got to relax, too.
Gator.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay.
And we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and your favorite application, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Or go to his Instagram, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening back tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck Nazis. Right?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.